When Jesus saw their faith, he said to him, "Child, your sins are forgiven." Whose faith exactly are we talking about that brought healing and forgiveness to this paralytic, this disabled man? I subscribe to a little magazine called Plow. It's actually an Anabaptist quarterly magazine, and I was reading through it yesterday on my day off, and the latest article or the latest edition is all about the art of ministry and love towards those who are disabled. And in one of the articles, it's what it did was ask six parents who had the opportunity, the gift to be parents to those with some rather extreme forms of disability. They asked them to share a bit of their own testimony, and I couldn't imagine a better interpretation of today's gospel than some of the stories that were shared. And for the homily this morning, I'd like to just read one of the stories. And this is the testimony of a mother named Jean. She's the mother of Robert. Robert has fiery red hair to match his fighting spirit. He has had to fight all of his life for all of the things that most of us take for granted: breathing, eating, moving, staying warm, and sleeping. Innocent suffering is the hardest thing to see. For a mother, it's like a sword in your heart that never goes away. But when he smiles, I feel like I'm connected to something deep and beautiful. Physically, he needs help every moment of every day. Spiritually, he gives us the gift of being needed and loved. It's impossible for outsiders to imagine the daily effort it takes to care for a child with profound disabilities. Sometimes I feel like a titan. I can take on the world to make it roll for him. Other times, I have to give myself a pep talk to get out of bed. Then there's the toll of constantly having to make decisions that could have a huge effect on his quality of life. It's hard when my husband and I disagree about the treatment plan or whether or not he should come to an event. When the child we both love intensely is sick or needs a medical intervention, tensions run high and little things can set us off. We each handle a crisis so differently, and we're both raw and hurting in different ways, but we've also learned to work together and forgive. Robert grounds us to taking a day at a time. It's the only functional way to survive, and it's also a commandment of Jesus. No matter what else is happening, a world crisis, a personality conflict, a family upheaval, he still needs the same care. And this is surprisingly freeing and rewarding. It hurts when he doesn't respond how I imagine a child would to something kids typically love, like festivals, birthday parties, camping, or Christmas. I'm thankful he has friends who gather around him and celebrate with him in Robert style. The best support are those friends who choose to enter our pain and stand by, even though we are faced with problems we can't solve. Often, these friends are carrying their own crosses bravely. Sometimes I feel like wearing a sign, "Don't talk to me until you've walked with me." Still, to those who want to help but don't know what to do or say, something is better than nothing. I'd rather have people say the wrong thing because they care than to ignore us for fear of offending. When Robert was a few months old and I was still in shock, I met Barbara, a mom of an older child with similar challenges. She welcomed me with such warmth and rock-solid faith. "You are setting out on a wonderful journey. Your son's soul will always be free. There will be pain and it will be hard, but when other mothers are aching for their children's souls, you will know your son is free." In his vulnerability, Robert is able to cut through the fluff of our human ideas and agendas. He takes us to the place where there are no answers. He allows those he touches to feel love. We know it is changing the way his siblings see the world. What is success? What are you going to go out and live for?